I am with the company that comes insurance, and they had open enrollment in June, and I decided to opt out. Now, I'm still with the company, but when I have to start choosing health care in October, ready for January 1, am I going to be able to go back to my company, even though it's not an open enrollment period, and have them put me on the insurance? Can I just go back on to my company's health insurance at any time? Is that going to be required by the law? And if my company says it's not an open enrollment period, what do I do?
Julian Lago with the National Association of Health Underwriters, what's the answer to that question?
Well, the open enrollment that's scheduled to take place for October is for the individual policies. And basically for anyone who's opted off their employer plan, they're going to be best suited to make sure they take advantage of the individual open enrollment so that they comply with the law effective January 1st. Most employers' plans will continue to be on their normal open enrollment cycle unless they do an off anniversary. So in this question, I heard the June open enrollment for their employer. So I would certainly encourage that individual to take advantage of the open enrollment through the individual policies and have qualifying coverage to bridge the gap until their employer's open enrollment occurs. At that time, they would not be subject to any pre-X or any type of restrictions, but they do have to make sure that they walk through that process carefully. Craig, one point I wanted to make, it seems to be that a lot of confusion as far as the policies meeting and being compliant, that's the essential benefits that have to be there. And I think that's where consumers are not going to need to be alone. Right now, the National Association of Health Underwriters and the agents throughout the country and throughout the state of Florida are going through the certification process. So if consumers are concerned, they should visit the site, find agents that have been certified, members of National Association of Health Underwriters, and they should be able to be walked through the process and not be feeling like they're having to make this decision on their own.
Linda Fleming, attorney with Carlton Fields. How come we didn't get a big heads up? Hey, if you got a role in your employee insurance, you better check it against the ACA requirements. I think people are kind of getting caught here a little bit.
Well, most employers actually have their open enrollment period in the fall. So it shouldn't be that much of an issue. And also, while employers can establish their own open enrollment periods, there are certain things that might happen in your life that would allow you to go ahead and enroll. So some of those things are you had a child, you get married, you get divorced.
The Supreme Court upholds the Affordable Care Act. Does that count?
No. We've had a long time to get prepared for this. It's been a year now. So I think the government is saying to us, even though they're saying it in a soft way at first, Craig, because while you're required to have health insurance, if you don't have it next year, the penalties aren't very steep.